Footprint. Identification.
Time. Travel.
Robotic. Thinking. The future. Retina. Print. Identification. Complete.
Each week we're going to have a look at the future of our business. Futurist Morris Mizulowski. Today we're looking at what life might actually look like for Generation A. So if you're wondering who they are, they're born between 2002 and 2025. Let's go to Morris. Hello, Morris.
Hello.
What put you onto this topic?
It's the usual time of the year. I ponder about the children that are about to begin school for the first time, those going into prep, and the world that they're going to inhabit by the time they end their school. And the purpose for that really is to start the conversation about what we need to do as responsible adults to get that world ready for them.
And the types of technology that they're going to be dealing with, what sort of changes are we looking at?
It's fundamental. I don't think Generation A will actually use technology. I think that they're going to be technology. It will be so wrapped around them, so much a part of everything they do, everything they own, everything they have, everything they wear, that they just won't understand the difference between a physical object and the human organic object. It'll literally be buried inside of them. It'll be in their shoes, around the walls they use, the carpet they walk on, the cars that they might inhabit. All of that's going to have technology. All of that's going to feed them.
You write here that Gen A's mission will be to create seamless lives. What does that mean?
That really what they're going to do is very much as we've always done as human beings, and that's try to get the clutter out of our lives, to make it easier for us, to make transactions for interest easy. So at the moment we go onto the web, there's a couple of pages we have to go to, then there's a purchase page, then there's another page, things to fill in. All of that is kind of technologically advanced for us. For them, that's a yawn. What they want to do is to get from A to B as quickly as possible, and that's always been the human endeavour. And given their ability to manipulate technology and to be so entrenched with it, their entire life is going to be about making life easier for them and hopefully for society as well.
If we look at the actual size of numbers we're talking about here, when we look at Generation A, you know, how do they compare?
Well, Generation A, by the time we get to about 2031, which is the year we're talking about, they will account for roughly about one-fifth of Australia's population. By the time we should be somewhere up around 30 million as Australians. So that's the number that we see now. What we believe is that, in fact, Generation A, even though by number they will be great and significant, they will actually be one of the smallest generations. And I'm talking about Generation Z, X, Ys, the baby boomers, things that we're used to. They will be one of the smallest because by the time they kick into full gear, their parents, the Generation Ys and Zs, will have practiced contraception for quite a period of time. Those people across the planet, those families across the planet that have multiple children because of the circumstances they find themselves in, will no longer need to have multiple children. So the world will actually change significantly, and there are going to be fewer people from about 2030 onwards being born.
My guest is Morris Mizulowski. We're looking at Generation A today, what life might look like for them. So we're talking about those born between 2002 and 2025. What about things like ownership of cars and homes? What are we likely to see there, Morris?
I don't believe that Generation A, most of them will in fact want to or even own a motor vehicle, and I'm doubtful many of them will ever have a driver's license as we know it. Driver's license, I think, will be something that we'll need to apply for and we'll need to show special reasons for having it. So it'll make sense for truckers, for other people, perhaps. For this generation, what they want to do or what they believe all they need to do is to get from A to B. They will be able to summon up a piece of transport, and that transport will literally take them from the home. It might bring them a bike, it might give them a tram ticket, it might give them an airline ticket. All of it done seamlessly for them, all of that threaded through their day-to-day. Their technology will just tell them what the next form of transportation is. For many of them, in fact most of them, I don't think they'll see the purpose in owning something. All they want is the end means.
What about in regional areas, though, where you've got to move between sizable distances?
I think we're still going to find the same. Now, it's difficult having a conversation today because it doesn't make sense. We have nothing to base it on. At the moment, you're absolutely right. It seems almost impossible that these mythical, magical chariots, these cars, will just turn up out of the blue and literally take us from where we need to be. I'm sensing now that that is very much the way that we're going to be headed. And remember, we're talking somewhere, you know, 15 years down the track from now, where these cars, where these pieces of transport will find themselves to our front door. In regional areas, it may be a bit lumpy, as always, unfortunately, but I think we are going to see very much across the planet the car ownership falls away. Transportation is just something that takes care of itself. The bus, for instance, will not work on a timetable. It'll work very much like an Uber. There'll be an area it travels in, and people will summon it up, and the bus will actually come to the closest point to you and pick you up and move you around.
You've also suggested that Gen A's won't die of diseases of the body. What will be the cause of death for them?
Yeah, it's a really strange thing to say. Now, I mean, most people believe that this generation will be the first to actually be alive still in the 22nd century. They will live to 100 years of age, most probably, in relatively good health. Now, doctors are getting particularly good at solving many of the issues of the physical body. We haven't yet tamed cancer, but we know we're on the road to it. Give us another 10, 15, 20 years. What we're not so good at is the disease of the mind. We're able to stretch the organic body and make it live longer to 100, 120, but the mind doesn't have it. So what I think we're going to see, unfortunately, are more Alzheimer's, more dementia, more things that actually attack that organic part, the brain. And until we learn to tame that, and that's most probably many decades away, that unfortunately that's going to be the biggest killer, I think, in Australia across the planet. We're talking 2030 onwards.
Okay, Morris, so it's food for thought. Thank you very much for being with us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
Morris Mizalowski there. It's
planet. We're talking 2030 onwards.